Wonderful. So this is where we officially welcome you. It's a Tuesday. It is the second day in the month of March. I am Maureen Alexander. I'm your host for She Speaks. And this morning, we are privileged to have in our company Dr. Tekla Lewis. Now, she's already on the line. And I must admit to you guys, before we get into the conversation, there I am. Most times I call in the morning and person like, and they sound a little bit, oh, this morning she sung like she more ready than me. So I am excited about that already. So let's take in a word from our two partners. And we are happy to have on board with us this morning. Someone who jumped on and saw the need to put their back in and they support it behind such an initiative, and they are Courts St. Lucia. So again, our partner who's been with us, the Bank of St. Lucia, and of course the Courts St. Lucia. Let's take in a word from them and we come right back and start the conversation.
We are the Bank of St. Lucia, for every solution, building our future today. We are the Bank of St. Lucia, for every solution, with you every step of the way, always there for you, serving you and me, the solution way, we like family, always there for you, helping you and me, B-O-S, solution for me, we are the Bank of St. Lucia, for every solution,
Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need.
Courts applauds the essential workers
for their commitment in the fight against COVID-19.
To say thank you for a limited time, essential workers can shop online with shopcourts.com/St. Lucia and get an additional 10% off with the code ESSENTIAL10. Shop and save on housewares, appliances, and furniture. Plus,
shop with ready finance and pay $0 for 60 days.
Now you can stay at home, shop online, and save. Thank you, essential workers, for your dedication. And let's all do the essential. Wear a mask, wash our hands, make space, and don't cause the spread. Courts, bringing value home.
And good morning to every one of you that are tuned in right now, whether you're tuned in via our website or via our frequency, or you're locked in via our app, you're on the move and you've gotten smart, so you've downloaded the app to your smartphone and you're on the move and you're locked on to Radio Caribbean International, or whether you're via our Facebook feed at the official page of Radio Caribbean International. Welcome to She Speaks. Dr. Tekla Lewis is our guest this morning. We're heading right into the conversation. Good morning and good. What an honor it is to have you this morning, Dr. Lewis. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Maureen. I am humbled and honored.
Oh, God, the honor is mine, you know, and of course, Radio Caribbean. And I love your spirit this morning. You uplifted the whole vibe there this morning. Your voice has a punch and a power there this morning, and I think we need that.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I am also very lost this morning, because I am not too versed with you either. So I, just like the rest of St. Lucia, is getting to know a little bit more about you, so you know the business mind in today. Right. Absolutely. Tell us about yourself. Who are you? Where were you born? And what was your childhood like?
Okay, I was born in St. Lucia, right. Actually from Castries, La Panse, to be correct.
I love La Panse.
Yes.
I'm a minute past this group, but yeah.
Yeah, man. Real La Panse, Posse area.
I love it, I love it. Absolutely.
Attended the Anglican primary school, then St. Joseph's Convent.
Oh, you were a convent girl,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, man. In what? All the big thing on virtual sports.
Yeah, what
I represented Blessed Anne's, the winning house.
Now listen, that is why you're so hyped today. Because you have things to throw out there.
Yeah, well,
congratulations.
Absolutely.
Congratulations on that one as well. Oh,
thank
great.
You so much.
Well, that is amazing. So tell me about that. Tell me about that growing up and that little spicy. There's a little spiciness in you, you know. So I'm wondering if this has always been there.
It has always been there. I have always been this flamboyant person, very open, affectionate,
right.
Very sure of myself.
Even as a child?
Even as a child. Why? Because I was the only child for about 3 years.
Right.
Before my parents had another child.
Oh.
So you find I got a lot of affection, a lot of love, a lot of attention.
Absolutely.
I was always a very studious little girl, very bright, very, very bold. I would sing in church from 7 years old. You know, Sunday school teacher from 15, with the pastor being in my class. So you find my childhood was one. The trajectory of my past is a very interesting one.
You are born leader, DN.
Yes.
You were born to lead.
And again, it had to do with my upbringing because
Tell me about that.
A little girl, you know, my father would always make me, and of course, when my siblings came, we had to recite on a daily basis.
Right.
I am not the best, but I will try to be the best.
Wow.
That was a slogan we had to say before prayers in the morning, when we leave in for school, and before prayers in the evening.
Tell me about, and that made sure that happened.
He made sure it happened. You had to say it, you're not the best. So even when there were situations in my life that was not the best, I still had to remind myself that though I am not the best, I have to try to be the best that I can be.
Right.
Not better than other people, but the best that I can be. And I think I lived with that mantra, and the entire success story of my life started with just this one phrase that I had to recite on a daily basis.
Wow, that is amazing. And who's that? What was this dad that responded? I wish I learned.
My father, Matrefitz, well, he died.
He died,
In 2010, so it will be 11 years since he died.
Okay.
My mother died, it's 21 years. But I must say, as a child, they brought us up with all the values that children should have. Of course, you will fall along the way as a child, which is normal.
Right.
But you pick up yourself, you learn from your mistakes, you brush it off, and you move on. So I must really thank my parents. And, of course, I grew up in an era where the entire community raised a child.
Right.
So
right.
If I would do anything that was out of the precepts and concepts that we learned, somebody would pull me up or let my parents know to pull me up. So basically, I was brought up in a Christian home.
Okay.
My parents were very much involved in church. So, of course, I briefed church Monday to Monday. So on a Sunday, of course, normal church service, morning and evening. On a Monday, you have women's fellowship. On a Tuesday, Bible studies. On a Wednesday, men's fellowship. On a Thursday, it was youth. On a Friday, it was church. On a Saturday, it was youth activities. So it's like that's all I knew. That's all I breathed. So you could well imagine, I know every scripture from Genesis to Revelation, even if some of them I may not practice, but I know them.
That is amazing stuff. But you know, I think most persons we see grow along that line, what it inducts in them, even more so the spirituality and the scriptures, is a discipline and an ability to be able to maneuver in terms of when they get into the professional world. They tend to thrive a lot better. They tend to be a lot more effective in terms of their management skill and their execution skills and stuff like that.
It is true, because one of the things, it doesn't matter whether we have in a staff briefing, a meeting, a training, whatever it is, I always start with praise. Because it's instilled with me. And of course, if somebody do not believe in Jesus Christ, I respect that, no problem. You know, whatever you believe in, whoever you believe in, you pray to whoever you believe in. But I would always invoke the Spirit in everything that I do.
All right. Well, during the time, did you have any passion for anything else? I knew you were supposed to be in your growing up years. You were made to, you had to go through the church stuff. But when you were not in that, child stuff, what some of the games you might have find yourself playing or being attracted to or attached to?
Okay, well, I have been an athlete.
Okay. Oh, nice.
So I was very much attracted to netball. I always wanted to be a netballer, and I got the opportunity to play at all levels, at a national level, at my school level. I wanted that opportunity. I have traveled playing netball, so that was my love for sports. And also, I was a long-distance runner. Even now, I cannot run 5 kilometers, but I used to be a long-distance runner.
Okay.
And, of course, a winning long-distance runner for my house, Blessed Aunt, at St. Joseph's Convent.
Awesome.
I also played netball, not at Anglican school, at St. Joseph's Convent, and also Sir Arthur Lewis. And one of the hotels that I worked at the time, it was Club St. Lucia, we had inter-hotel netball competition, and of course our hotel won the netball competition. So I have always been part of something that wins, and I guess it's, again, it boils down to the mantra, I am not the best, but I will try to be the best.
Wonderful. You know what? I'm about to go into your professional stint. You did, but netball is not what you ended up doing eventually.
Not at all.
Not at all. So we're going to come back. We'll take a word from our partners, and then we'll come back and we'll get into where you're at right now.
No problem.
I mean, holding the position, you're the principal consultant for Lewis Management and Consultancy Service. You're also the director of operations and human resource development, Lewis Industries as well. So we'll come back and talk about that journey, that part, why, you know, you're heading to that and how it's faring for you right now.
Okay.
And where you're headed next, maybe?
Yes.
A word from our partners, the Bank of St. Lucia and Court St. Lucia. We will be back. This is She Speaks on Radio Caribbean International.
We are the Bank of St. Lucia for every solution, building our future today. We are the Bank of St. Lucia for every solution, with you every step of the way. Always there for you, serving you. The St. Lucian way, we like family, always there for you, helping you and me. B-O-S-L, no say for me. We are the Bank of St. Lucia, for every St. Lucian.
Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need.
Need a new pair of glasses? Come in today and get $400 cash back with Quartz Optical. With any purchase of $1,200 or more, you get $400 off. Plus, get up to 50% off store-wide on sunglasses. Visit us today for your free eye examination. It's time to love you more this Valentine's. Book your appointment online at www.quartzoptical.com. Terms and conditions apply, and offer good while supplies last. Quartz Optical, value you can see.
Here, just joining us here on Radio Caribbean International. This is She Speaks with our guest today, Dr. Tekla Lewis. Such an uplifting guest today. Well, we got into a little bit of where it all started for you. So right now, like I mentioned before the break, you are the principal consultant for Lewis Management and Consultancy Service, also the director of operations and human resource development. Tell us about your career path. When did this all started? You graduated, and did you know for a fact this is a field that you wanted to get into, human resource and these sort of stuff?
Okay, when I graduated from St. Joseph's Convent, I went to Sir Arthur Lewis. My entire intention, or my dream, was to become an architect. And why? Because at the time my father was a builder. He was building houses. We were moving from one home to the next because he build and sell and move to the next property. And of course, I always had to pass a post, pass this, pass that, because I was the eldest. There was no boys before me, so I was the girl boy, the girl, the everything, the first. Wow. So I thought pursuing architecture would have helped me and my family. So I'm drawing the plans and the designs for the houses, and my dad would be building them.
Right.
But of course, after year one, I got pregnant with my first daughter.
Ah.
So for a while, that dream was distorted, although at the time, I had a scholarship secured for me at the university in Vancouver to go and study architectural design.
Oh.
Of course, I could not have gone because I had to fend for myself now and my child, because my parents, having five other children, we were not rich. We were surviving. We lived in abundance, but not sufficient that I could have afforded somebody to take care of the baby for me at the time.
Wow.
So, of course, I had to enter the working world.
Wow.
I worked with the Ministry of Communications in the building section for a while, and moved over to Club St. Lucia, where I became the maintenance and engineering coordinator. Of course, all that was still relevant to my dream and what I wanted to do in architecture or building designs. And while there, training was actually thrown on me because I showed that love for training. Every time I wanted to go on vacation, it was a problem because they couldn't get somebody to hold on for me, blah, blah.
Right.
So that's where I started training the very guys that I worked with, whether they were electrician, plumber. I would train them on the databases because I was responsible for a lot of data entry and what should entail in the rooms when it comes to maintenance, either changing light bulbs, changing air conditions. Right. Then I was responsible for the storeroom. So I learned all different parts for plumbing and electrical and other building maintenance. So to me, that dream was somewhere it was just not for architecture. But at the same time, my mother was also a fashion designer. So by the time I had...
I saw that in the bio and said, okay.
My mom was a fashion designer.
Right.
She sewed for everybody in the area and different companies like Cable and Wireless. So, of course, that resonated with me because she brought me up as a fashion icon.
Right.
I was the mannequin for everything that she wanted to try. So you find that stayed with me, and of course now I wanted to make my own clothes, and by the time I started having other kids,
right,
I needed to augment my salary. Because it was insufficient to meet my goals
I like that.
Of augment. Buying property at 26 and wanting to build my own home by 31.
Right, right.
So I started the fashion designs, and then people loved what I wore. They loved what I sewed. And, of course, I decided, okay, if I'm going to do this thing on the side and I'm making so much money, it's paying my mortgage more than my salary,
yeah,
I may as well do it full-time.
Right.
So
right.
I started fashion designing. So then, of course, I continued into the training aspect, training people to sew, and then I started empowering myself with knowledge. Don't forget, I was a dropout at SAAFA,
yes,
and I
yes.
recognized to enter the world of training, you need to be qualified.
Mm-hmm.
So I landed on this job at National Development Foundation, Research Development Foundation in LeClerie,
mm-hmm,
as the Research Development and Training Manager. And then, of course, it was at that time I saw opportunities to develop myself further because the hotel that I worked with did give me a scholarship to pursue an associate degree in the United States in hotel and restaurant technology. But I did my thesis in training for the hospitality industry. And, of course, I used that as an opportunity to mushroom, to develop myself further. So when I got to NRDF, I realized, okay, you're in the training world, you're developing training, you're developing modules. I was getting some of the certificates endorsed by UE, so it was more attractive to persons. It was able to bring in more revenue, so I took our revenue stream from $221,000 a year to
wow.
$897,000 in 1 year, and that was one of my most success stories
wow.
at the NRDF in St. Lucia.
Wow.
And I decided to pursue a master's degree. But I could not have done it because of the cost. So I wrote to an institution and said, look, are you able to allow me to do this, paying it on a monthly basis? Because by that time, Lorraine, I was working full-time
right.
as the RDT manager.
Mm-hmm.
I was teaching classes on evenings. I was sewing. So there were three different things that I was doing to generate income, all because I wanted to develop myself
right.
and tell myself from a dropout college girl, I have to be the best that I can be and maximize my potential.
Right.
So the university challenged me that if I can get 10 persons to do the program.
Dr. Lewis, and all of that, you were also a mom at the time.
I am a mom. I have one daughter
right.
going to SAAFA. First year university.
Ah.
I have three children at secondary school.
Wow.
I'm a single parent, recently separated by a husband.
Right.
So it was a lot to deal with emotionally, financially, everything except spiritually.
Everything.
And I was able to get 10 persons plus myself, and voila, I had the opportunity to pursue the master's. At the time, I was paying $425 US a month. But, of course, I am finding all ways to augment the salary to make the money because that was my goal. I needed to do it because I had started before. I had a scholarship with Commonwealth, and I had to let it go because at the time I was going through some emotional abuse, whatever you want to call it,
yeah,
with my previous husband. So I could not have done that and study. So I had to choose my sanity
right.
over pursuing a degree. So when I got that opportunity, I did it. But Maureen, in doing it, I thought of my children. I wanted to be that role model for them so that they can see it doesn't matter what the situation in your life is, your current situation cannot be your final destination.
Yes.
And I pursued and I persevered. My first daughter graduated from UE. Then my three other children went to SAAFA Louis. So that kind of made me proud and felt, and at the same time, I'm building a home. I'm building a home, but I'm building my career. By that time, I was a full-fledged fashion designer, got a scholarship to study fashion designs in France.
Wow.
So I was well on my way to stardom. But then again, that was not the end of my story. It continued, and I wanted further development. I'm pursuing my master's, made redundant by the organization that I worked with, and I said, okay, Tekla, you need to be on your own. You need to find your niche. You need to do what you love. And I found that the development of people was what gave me passion.
And it was always along, if I'm listening to you, it was always in the trade. You probably didn't even pick it up from there. But even when you went to the sewing, the first thing you did was started training people to do the same thing.
Yep.
Most people go into fashion design and they become a fashion designer at the end. You know, not the first thing that comes to mind is start training people. And every aspect, every journey, every step that you've taken since then, you've gone into that element where you started to train whatever area you went into a line of training, eh?
Anything I did,
I'm watching the pattern, and you probably didn't even pick up that from then, you see? But there was definitely a pattern.
Yes, there was.
Oh, wonderful.
And of course, I became a higher learning consultant. I got this regional director job with, at the time it was RDI. I was the regional director for the Caribbean, so I was actually doing business development for them, where I was sensitizing the Caribbean with online learning. I mean, now online learning is a big thing, but at the time it was taboo.
That was around what era? What year?
2001, 2002, 2003.
Okay.
Started sensitizing persons with pursuing their degrees through distant learning. Of course, I got a lot of resistance because at the time our physical campus universities were fighting against online.
Right.
You can only learn properly if you're sitting down in front of a teacher.
Right.
Now our kindergartens are sitting down in front of a computer and doing it virtually.
Absolutely.
But at the time it was a challenge, but I did it. And I went through trying to recruit persons, and I recruited hundreds of St. Lucians to pursue their master's degrees with University of Leicester, Bradford University, University of Liverpool, University of Walden. Well, I moved to Walden after RDI, where I worked with a larger corporation called Laureate Online Education, Inc., and that corporation actually owned 80 universities in the United States, Europe, Africa, Australia, all over the world. I became their regional director, and I said, Tekla, you're right in the area where you can continue to develop, to show women, to show girls, young boys, to show men, that it doesn't matter where you are, no matter what stopped you along your journey, that you can pick up yourself, shake up yourself, and move on. I continued with that institution. Then I really practiced what you call business development. I went on their behalf, rather than sending a faculty to a Caribbean island to do an info session or onboarding for new students, or speak at conferences, because a lot of persons always look to universities for a speaker. A free speaker.
Nice.
So then they would send me. So they gave me a lot of exposure as a motivational speaker, an inspiration speaker.
Of
course, I would speak on different contents, whether at an executive level, at a middle management level, or at a line staff level. And from there I said, okay, I'm going to pursue my doctorate. And it's along that journey of pursuing my doctorate, I met my husband, who had owned the Lewis industry for 25 years before I met him, and was doing well. And, you know, he said he always wanted a partner, somebody with a business mind, somebody who can help him, you know, take the business to the next level, and he felt I was that person.
But did he get blessed? Oh, he was so blessed.
Oh, Lord, he was more than blessed.
The man was very well blessed.
Well,
probably he prayed very hard. Because he got it proper. Yeah, I mean,
When I was introduced to him by the friend, and the first time I saw the man, I could style on the man. I tell the friend, yes, you're bringing that Meg man for me, for a big trapping woman like me. You bring in this tall, lanky fella, you think Mate can handle me? Well, little did I know Maureen, he can more than handle me. It's me that can handle him. But anyway, I decided to help him with the business because, of course, within that very business, I saw I could make a difference.
Right, right.
The difference that I could have made, first, I had to change people's perception of cleaning because people saw cleaning as a menial task.
Yes,
Yes. Cleaning is not a menial task. Cleaning is really a career. Cleaning is something technical. You must know what chemicals to use where and why.
Oh, okay.
You must know how to clean different floor structures. You must know what to use. You must know what not to mix. You must know what you apply. For example, you cannot just take bleach and start wiping your wall because bleach has chlorine, the wall has... The wall paint may have ammonia. Chlorine and ammonia will drop a chloramine acid that may affect somebody's lungs. So I saw myself making a difference. So the very first thing at Lewis Industries I did was change the image of the employees. Stop looking like scavengers. Start looking like cleaning technicians.
Oh gosh.
I decided, okay, we're going to change that logo. That little man with a mop, that looking like a company that just sweeping and mopping. We need a logo that represents we are environment. We use green products.
Right.
We are environment. We respect the environment.
God.
We promote health. We keep building sparkling clean. We create an impression on the cleaner. So I tell persons, when you come to Lewis Industries, it's like going, if you want a proper shoe, you go at Land to buy a leather shoe that lasts you 6 years.
Talk.
If you want something for 2 months, go at Pele.
That's right.
So we really raise the standard. Mm. And I feel very blessed and very honored here because once a friend of mine told me, you have a doctorate and you work at Lewis Industries, I said yes, because I have to change the image of cleaning. I have to let persons see that lower end... 43% uneducated people are not the ones that clean. It's people that are supposed to be able to read, analyze, and get you into an environment where you can breathe clean air and where you can have a healthy lifestyle, where you live, where you work, and where you recreate. So we do building maintenance services. So, again, that falls right back to my background. Again, designing. I continue to design training programs. I'm certified and qualified in curriculum development. Of course, I had a short stint of teaching at Boca Secondary School for a while I was holding for the deputy principal who was doing an internship. So I always had that passion to impart knowledge. And at Lewis Industries, of course, it was two or three years ago, we decided to start a new company called Lewis Management Consultancy Services, where we offer training from the bathroom to the boardroom.
That's right. I like that. Explain it for us. Break it down.
So basically, my career path, of course, I got stopped along the way as a teenage pregnancy. But of course, I always, when I speak at graduations, I speak at women conferences, I speak at general conferences, I always tell persons, look, your current situation is not your final destination. You just have to believe in yourself. You will get the detractors. You have to know your circle. Identify the persons who will build you up, because in our life, we come across four sets of people: the dream killers, the dream stealers, the dream nurturers, and the dream initiators. Mm. There are some persons who will not respect what you want to do in life.
Right.
They will not respect the choices that you make. But at the end of the day, you have to do what makes you happy,
mm-hmm.
what makes you sleep in your bed well at night.
That's right.
So I always want to be that motivator, that person with inspiration to tell persons, you had a bad relationship, don't regret. Just look at it as a learning experience because you will never repeat it. I had my first husband. I thank God for him every day because he was practice.
Right.
Now I met my soulmate.
That's right.
I am happy.
That's
I am content. I live in abundance. And what I try to do is to inspire my friends who have not found their boas.
That's right.
Because some of them still have the cheatingers and the drinkingers and the brokers.
Right.
But I had them too.
Exactly.
But if God did it for me, because I had faith, he will do it for them.
Absolutely.
And I always tell persons, don't bother. You probably did not have an opportunity to go to secondary school. You still have an opportunity now to empower yourself. There are free courses online. There are some courses that are cheap enough that anybody can pursue. Some persons may not want to reach to a doctoral degree, but they can do something to inspire and motivate themselves. And Maureen, that's one of the reasons why I was teaching sewing, because I believe if I empowered women with that skill, they can help themselves.
That's
because
true.
Sewing,
that's
like I said, helped me pay my mortgage, my salary. I had to add money to my salary to pay my mortgage. So you could imagine I needed something to augment it and children to go to school, to take care of them. It was a lot, and most of my life I was a single parent. Most of my life. I had a man less in my life than I did not have a man.
That's right.
But again, I had to tell myself.
It doesn't matter where I am. Yes.
Where I am is not where I want to be. And I pursued the highest accolade of education, not for me, but for everybody listening to me.
Absolutely.
For young children whose parents cannot afford to give them a laptop to study, I tell them, don't give up. For young girls whose parents, or young boys whose parents cannot afford to send them to get a university degree, don't give up, because some persons are early starters in life, some are late starters.
Absolutely.
As a teenage pregnant girl, I was conned by a lot of people. I was looked down by a lot of my colleagues who completed SAFA Lewis. Some of them had gone ahead and do a bachelor's degree, and they would pass me on the road as if they don't know me.
Ah.
Some of them still have a bachelor's degree after 40 years of graduating with
them. Oh,
some of them still have a master's.
Speak.
I have gone to the highest echelon, and I want them to put respect in their mouth when they call me Dr. Lewis.
To me, Dr. Lewis. Put
the people
some respect
who scorned
on the
me. Because I remember them, and I see them, and I pray for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I always told myself, my current situation is not my final destination. Because God has blessed me. All four of my children have done very well for themselves. Some are better achievers than others, but I love them anyway. I thank God I have a wonderful partner, a wonderful husband. We run a business together. We have changed the mindset, the perception of how people see cleaning.
Absolutely.
Cleaning is very important, and a lot of people are only seeing the importance through COVID. Well, I guess that's what had to take it to there, but I thank God, and we have employees who we raise their self-esteem. In COVID times, we're still employing persons because we're getting more contracts, because persons realize we know what we do. We are the only cleaning company in St. Lucia certified to offer cleaning courses and uphold the cleaning management standards by ISA. ISA is the World Association of Cleaning and Building Maintenance Services. They have in that membership the research and developers of products and cleaning solutions. As a matter of fact, before a vaccine was identified for COVID, cleaning disinfectants were already identified and on the market from March last year. And Lewis Industries is very proud to say that we are one of those companies who bring in those products and we sell it. And we always tell persons, read the label, see what it does. We have been able to keep our employees free and safe from COVID by training and continuous training and empowerment and knowledge about what it is and what it can do and the safety precautions. And, of course, we provide them the PPE. Because we're going to clean COVID everywhere, we're given a call to come.
Mm-hmm.
Our employees are frontline workers. They work at UNR International Airport. They work on the seaport. So, of course, wherever the COVID came, they were right there to ensure that they keep themselves safe and the patrons and the persons who work in those facilities that we clean. So I feel that I have a fulfilled life. I'm in a career now that I love. I am still training. I still have an opportunity to see a building. I'm not designing it as I wanted to do when I was 16, but I am ensuring the cleaning design is on cue, and I thank God for that.
Oh, my God. What a blessing you were today. You are so much more. You are. Listen, you are an upliftment all by yourself. Dr. Lewis, Dr. Lewis, put some respect on the name. You were exactly what we needed today. The end. Thank you so very much for blessing us. What an honor.
You're most welcome, darling. And I am humbled to have been on your program this morning. I'm blessed. I listen to you all the time. You lift my spirits to your vibes.
No, well, listen, I'm storing your number because you see that kind of energy and that kind of vibe and your whole outlook on life. I might just need to sit in your presence. I just come by Lewis and just sit. I go wear my PPE and all that. I just sit in the presence.
Yeah, you know? Man.
I love it. Thank you so much.
No problem, sweetheart. You have a blessed day, and I was happy to be an inspiration to you and others.
Every listener this morning, I'm sure, is inspired. I'm not asking Christ today. That is one time I'm not asking Christ. Thank you very, very much.
You're most welcome.
You blessed me this morning. You blessed me and you blessed my listeners. And we appreciate you. God bless you.
Bless God.
Continue
bless
to bless love. You. Absolutely.
Okay, bye-bye.
What a wonderful woman. Oh, my God. No, man. Me not even listening to y'all this morning there. Anybody want to say anything in your bad mind? This is such a beautiful conversation. And she knew exactly how to place every bit of the conversation into the right perspective to get to the right place at the right time to inspire how it needed to inspire. Her story is amazing. And you know what? She's just a little bubble of madness. She never had life made out. You understand? She never had the life made. Oh, great man. I know, right? So I said, so proud of my auntie. Yeah. My auntie too. But yeah, this was beautiful. This was beautiful. Thank you guys. Thank you again, Dr. Tekla Lewis. And big up to Lewis Industries. And I love that. Absolutely change the mindset, because too many times we've been inducted with so many foolishness. We put all our you know, the priorities and how we view life in such little closed boxes where we figure because of this instance we are able to lock off certain persons there because they are not. And look at that, she's made sure. Okay, so that's what you all want to make it about. She gone up to the highest level, got the highest degree, and came back down to what we as human beings, or what we were thought to look at as the lowest level, and raised the bar. Give this woman some props and a trophy and thing there for me this morning, please, and thanks. The end. Thank you to our sponsors once again. And of course, it's the Bank of St. Lucia. Thank you very much. And also to our very new partner, who is Quartz St. Lucia. Thank you very much. Give this lady a round of applause for me, please, and thanks.